previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Michael Owen and your loving Ant Rice on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne and Charlie. It's 7:37. I thought it's high time that we say good morning to her.
Now it's about that time, and also especially with this weather, we're always speaking about soup and food and stuff, and yeah. I'd like to know what's on the menu for later today.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she'll tell us. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Hey. Sorry, can I just give me a second? I just want to...
Lee, wait, ladies and gentlemen, the lady is in the house.
Sorry, guys, hey. I'm not, I'm burning up. Can I just give me a second? I'm going to switch off my electric blanket.
I'm burning up. Can you imagine?
Let me just put my coffee down. Sorry.
Lee,
and
please.
And my steaming millennial porridge. So hot,
yeah. Lee, you know, you and I are both very different when it comes to temperatures, right? Your room right now would probably be the worst place for me to be in right now. It's
Wayne, I would imagine you are wearing a three-quarter sleeve today.
I'm wearing cold. An Algoa FM KWA jacket. So no, I'm getting cold too. But your room must be firing up.
I think you got a galley
in
there.
You and I are not going to have this conversation about the aircon on Monday. You know that I am in recovery.
Oh, she's going to pull the COVID card. She's going to pull the COVID card from Monday, so you can't turn the aircon down. I'm still recovering.
Can I tell you what I can't wait to do on Monday? Ask me what I can't
wait
to do.
What can't you wait to do on Monday, Lee?
The dam levels.
Well, hopefully it would have gone up by that time. Yeah, use water sparingly. Hopefully, because now, I don't know if you've heard, we've gone below the 10% mark now, which is not great, but we've had rain since yesterday.
I heard.
So hopefully...
I heard Charlton said 9.9, but the other thing was, it is Charlton doing the dam level, so I took it with a pinch of salt.
Ah, come on. Those are the accurate figures from the Metro. It's the same site you use, Lee.
So this is what I'm saying. I can't wait to do it for Monday, because by Monday, I'm sure there will be a little bit of an improvement.
Let's hope.
You're going to bring the water to the yard and give us some good news on Monday. I mean, Charlie, that you were talking about figures now. Charlie yesterday was doing the beach report and said that the temperature of the water was 26 degrees.
Oh, just one of those. We just blame it on... global warming.
The water was warmer than the temperature on the outside.
This is why I'm saying, Wayne, 9.9, I'm taking it with a pinch of salt.
Okay, we're going to put it on record.
The combined capacity of 9.9.
Lee, so combined capacity, we put it on record, 9.98%. So when you back, it should be higher.
It should be Monday.
I reckon it will be. Lee, how's it going?
It's going really well. I'm just put quite an emotional post up on my socials, just, you know, to mark this being the last day of my quarantine. Mm. And, of course, to say thank you to everybody. And, you know, when you're drafting something like that and you're writing something like that, it's hard to kind of keep emotion out of it. You know, everything kind of floods back and you think about just everything in its entirety, and it puts perspective in terms of where you've been and how things could have gone, you know. And so I'm really full with a huge sense of gratitude. And I mean, I don't mean to do the whole violent thing now, but it's very important for me to make mention, you know, with the devastating effects of COVID and how many people are affected, you know, just in terms of health now.
Yeah.
You know, how many lives are lost and how many people are ill. As I mentioned last time, I've actually got a family member who's now been admitted to hospital because of complications. And, you know, one trembles at the thought of how different things could have been for them, all things considered. And I don't know why or how, you know, but I managed to sail through with the slightest symptoms. I mean, I had nasal congestion. I had loss of taste and smell for 3 days. But you know, God's grace is brought to the fore. You really are, you know, you think of your mortality at times like this, but also the huge sense of community. And I was saying, it's just so ironic that in isolation, I experienced such enormous community. You know, it's been amazing. Friends, family, and I mean, you guys are counted within friends and family. Our listeners, our followers on social media, my neighbors here at the complex that I live at, everybody just supported me, you know, supported and just lifted me up, you know, in spirit and emotionally. So I'm doing really well. I'm looking at my family through a different lens now, you know, and realizing that we need to appreciate each other more, need to spend more time with one another. Because when you're removed from them like this, you feel it. You're like, gosh, I need to make more effort, you know. So that's where I'm at this morning.
I can see where you're going to with Leo. You said it was an emotional post early on your socials because you were very fortunate. I mean, you went through this process of being positive in isolation fairly without any complications, as you said, and a lot of people weren't as lucky. So, we hear what you're saying, definitely.
Lee is good. Yes.
Can I have a bot? 2 seconds just to do a quick I-5 for you.
Well, I mean, you've already had 17 minutes, and we'll give you another minute.
We still need to say goodbye.
Why is it 10 days, Wade?
I can't wait to have you back on Monday, because I can't wait for that energy to come back. That's what I'm looking forward to the most.
I've got a very quick I-5, which is related to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. I find it fascinating. Can I go ahead?
Well, yeah, go. The mic is yours.
Okay. So, a student once asked an anthropologist called Margaret Mead, okay? And this is what I have on my socials. A student once asked an anthropologist called Margaret Mead, what was the earliest sign of civilization, okay? And the student expected this anthropologist to say a clay pot, a grinding stone, or a weapon, or whatever. But the anthropologist thought for a moment, and you know what she said? A healed femur. Now, the femur is the longest bone in the body. It links the hip to the knee, okay? So it's right by your side. And in societies without the benefits of modern medicine, it normally takes about 6 weeks of rest for a fractured femur to heal. But a healed femur shows that someone cared for the injured person. They did their hunting and gathering for them, and they stayed with them, and they offered physical protection and human companionship until the injury could mend. So the anthropologist explained that normally with the law of the jungle, you know, the survival of the fittest, when that rule was applied, no healed femurs were found. So the first sign of civilization is, in fact, compassion, and it is seen through a healed femur.
I spy. Gee, that is really interesting, though. You wide awake this morning.
No, I'm wide awake.
Listen, you mentioned that you've written quite a very passionate message on your socials. I've just had a quick look at it. Where can people go, Lee Duhu, to read your book?
Well, Wayne, they can go to Lee Duhu Lifestyle on Instagram, or I'm going to do a live this evening at about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a live Instagram video so they can hop onto that, say hello, have a quick chat, perhaps find out what meds I was taking. Just a quick chat. So that would be my TED Talk.
Okay. Listen, we miss you so much. It's been, what, 2 weeks now? More than 2 weeks now that we haven't had you in the studio. And it's time for you to come back on Monday. We're going to welcome you with confetti, all sorts of stuff. Don't worry.
Balloons. Cornelius is going to go and get balloons. Someone else is getting bagels.
Oh.
And what did Charlton say? He was
being I'll bring soup, water, flavored water.
No.
No, that's healthy, Lee. You must come back now. It feels like you're doing a second season of your TV series. Come on.
Guys, I love you. I miss you. Thank you so much for everything.
No problem. Listen, stay safe. Keep warm today, and we'll see Monday. Bye, Lee.
Bye, Lee.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.